Joseph watched the first streaks of dawn over to the east.
Southwest? I thought we were supposed to be heading south.
The sea otter drank soup from the bowl, smacking his lips.
So we will, Bellmaker. Take me off your David for it, mate. We'll be running due south the moment we strike Roaring Burn.
Joseph and Logalog repeated the name simultaneously.
Roaring Burn?
Aye, Roaring Burn.
Finbar chuckled as he stretched out to take a nap.
It's a current. Narrow, deep and very swift. Only ever runs one way, south. Mind, it'll take some finding, but the moment we hit it, we'll shift like the wind.
The shrew Bandle poked his head around the awning.
Then we'd best find it quick. The shallows hard on our paws and bearing down on us fast.
They dashed out from under the cover, and sure enough, there was the shallow with every scrap of canvas piled on, double crewed and coming after them like a hungry wind-blown hawk. Dawn also found Captain Slip wandering the shoreline in a daze, completely unsure of how he had ever gotten back to land. Stumbling back to his position of the previous night, he found the ashes of his fire. He crouched in the wind-tossed sand and blew on a glowing ember, adding sticks and dry grass to it until a small fire flickered. Miserably, he perched by it, drying off and waiting for the sun to get up. Cursing and muttering the most dreadful oaths to himself, he scanned the stretch of beach left by the ebbing waves of the outgoing tide. The corpses of six drowned crew rats, who had been his ship's watch, lay still, washed up with the jetsam of the previous night's encounter. Shivering and damp, Slip stood up, turning his back to warm it by the fire. Then he saw it. Blaggett, bosun of the Pearl Queen, was seated in a shrew boat, paddling in to shore. Slip leaped up and down, waving to attract the other's attention.
Ahoy there, Blaggart! Matey, it's me, your good old captain!
Blaggart heard and acknowledged with a wave of his paddle. Leaping out into the shallows, he dragged the boat ashore and beached it, smiling and waving joyfully.
Captain Slip, matey, 'tis yourself!
Laughing happily, he ran towards Slip, paws outstretched.
Oh, Captain, you don't know how good it does me heart to see your face and a fire too. Here's a stroke of luck. I'm froze to the marrow and starving.
When they met, instead of embracing his bosun, Slip leapt on him and began punching and kicking him.
Bosun, eh? Head of the watch. Keeping me vessel safe from invaders was you. You useless, gutless, brainless, spoilless jellyfish.
Blaggart pranced about on the sand, trying to avoid Slip, who punctuated each word with a hard kick to the bosun's rear.
Leave a ship with you, lad bottom. I wouldn't leave you in charge of a tadpole's tail. I'll wager you was full of grog and snoring when those ship robbers came aboard. Brainless, bumbling, bulb-nosed buffoon!
Slip had Blaggart tight by the ear, and his sea boots squelched every time he booted the bosun's bottom. Blaggart howled.
Oh, Captain Mercy, spare me! There was hundreds of them! I was wide awake and at me post, I swear it! Ouch, ouch! They ganged up on me! Ow! Stop it, please! I fought like a mad beast! Ah! They hurt! But they overwhelmed me! Honest! Ouch! I remember shouting, help! I'm being whelmed over!
Slip flung the blubbering bosun face down in the sand.
What's that thing you're paddling about in dog's bottom?
Blaggart kept alternately covering his head and his rear with both paws, in case the captain felt like kicking again.
It's a sort of little boat, Captain. I was paddling up and down searching for you. Cross me heart, I was. I found a big stream back yonder with fresh drinking water. Nice and sweet, tis. Do you want me to show it, yeah? You can drink your few.
Slip through his cutlass and whacked the bosun's back hard.
Up on your paws, bubble brains! Take me to it!
Blaggart paddled the tide line with Slip lying back in the boat, giving him the occasional cutlass prod.
Come on, put your back into it! Where's this stream, or does it just run through your empty head?
Blaggart paddled harder.
Ouch! There's up ahead, Captain. See the sun glinting on it? good and sweet, just like I said.
The morning sun warmed Slip's back as he bent and lapped stream water. Blaggart brightened up.
You like it here, Cap'n. There's dunes and probably fruit growing nearby. I can fish for us and we'll live here. Snag as two bugs in a rug. I'll yow!
Slip gave the bosun a smack that sent him sprawling into the stream.
Froghead! Get in that boat and start paddling upstream. It must lead somewheres. Maybe there's good pickings up there. Come on, bulge belly. Stir your stumps.
By noon, Blaggart had paddled the shrewboat into the fringes of Mossflower Wood.